You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Colombia's bishops have appealed to the government and two rebels of the National Liberation Army, the ELN, to agree on a bilateral ceasefire. The appeal came in a statement signed by the president of the Colombian Episcopal Conference, Archbishop Luis Augusto Castro Quiroga, and by other bishops, including the Archbishop of Cali, Dario de Jesus Monsalve Mejia, who heads the Catholic Commission for Dialogue with ELN. Our wish, the Colombian bishops say, is to fuel dialogue until a final agreement is reached between the parties, with the aim of ending the armed conflict. The short but punchy statement looks ahead with joy to Pope Francis's apostolic visit, which they say is drawing close. And this urges all to find common ground, without any exclusions, in order for each party to be able to take the first step. Thus, we appeal for a ceasefire and the bilateral cessation of hostilities. May such a breakthrough, they say, represent an expression of everyone's wish to welcome the Holy Father and his message of peace. A step such as this, the bishops conclude, will significantly help to strengthen a social and political will for peace, which they say still wavers before the habit of resorting to violence and manipulating the truth. Pope Francis is scheduled to make a six-day trip to Colombia in September, almost a year after the government and FARC rebels signed a major peace agreement. Meanwhile, members of ELN and government negotiators began talks in February in Ecuador, seeking to end more than five decades of conflict. Since 1964, as many as 260,000 people have been killed. And with more than 6.8 million forcibly displaced due to the conflict, Colombia has the world's second largest population of internally displaced people, with Syria in the first place. I'm Linda Bordoni.